Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 we are back for another week, another exciting week of gameplay. Thank you everybody for tuning in. You know what that sound means. That means your girl is back in the building. It is Tuesday and we are heading into another amazing week of football. I got my boys that will be joining me. I got Big Mars and D. We are the trio. We are here for you every single week. Gameplay, here we go. Got a big week to discuss. We got a lot of upsets that happened. We have a great show planned for you guys. So thank you everybody for tuning in. I think my boy is on the line. He is bright and early today. Big Marv, is that you?
It is I.
It is
What's
I.
What's going on, Mimi?
Back in the building for another crazy week. We had a few upsets this week. We got a lot to talk about. I'm telling you, what a crazy week of football it has been.
Yeah, the New York money line looked real good last week.
It sure did, because I'm going to tell you what, I sure did not think that that was going down. That New York money line, I'm waiting for BR Betting to come through, and let me see who won on that New York money line, then Faithful. It should have been our old good friend Lou. Lou should be calling in and be happy about today. Today's the one show he should call in, and he probably not going to call in, but he should call in on this show.
I was going to say, got to talk some of that Jets action. They took that game back.
They really did. And honestly, it was very unexpected and very exciting at the same time. So I'm not happy for them. Obviously, I do want them to lose so we can keep our position because, you know, I don't trust the Patriots too much. But
yeah, let's talk about it.
The way they handled Tennessee was crazy. So I was surprised to see. There was a lot of upsets this weekend that we're definitely going to get into. But everybody, we just want to thank you guys for tuning in. We should have our boy D joining us pretty soon. You know, he is always Johnny Come Lately. So you guys have to just roll with the punches with us. But we are here. Me and Mar, we're about to get the show started. Again, remember, everybody, that we are going to do our fantasy show. That is going to be the third week. And we are going to get you guys a good fantasy tips, good sleepers. We're going to talk about our fantasy league for next year, show you how to join, show you how to be a part of the family. It's going to really be an exciting week next week. So we're going to have two shows next week. So everybody, just stay tuned for that, and, you know, we'll get you guys squared away. So, Mark, all right, so, you know, since we already started on Jets, let's jump right into it, because for some reason we're always running out of time. I don't know if you noticed, but I noticed. We are always, always, always running out of time. So, because that was an early game, let's go ahead and start with the Tennessee Jets game. Like, okay, now we all do know that it was like a field goal to decision, but it should have never got there, in my opinion. I feel like, oh, look who it is. Look who it is. Just as we are about to get to the nitty-gritty, look who wants to join the party.
Hey, better late than never, man. You know, I got to get in before I fit in, man.
Fashionably late. Exactly. Everybody, welcome D to the show. You know, he's hyped, you know. His Cowboys been winning, so he's feeling, you know, a little bit about himself. So we're going to
say the same for y'all, Detroit and New England's
No, you can't. You can't. But if you know me and you've been listening to the show since the beginning of time, you know that at the beginning of the season, I already said we weren't going to have a winning season. I didn't even believe in Mac Jones when the season started. So let's not say, like, I didn't already agree with you, because I already agreed with you. I told you we were going to be nobody this year. But we continue to still be nobody. The time that we actually can win a game that actually matters, somehow, some way, we find a way to lose. So I feel like right now it's our time. No way our page is going to the Super Bowl.
I heard that on that game winning field goal that the Patriots missed, that Brady gave him one of his old footballs to kick.
Probably.
Oh,
it was deflated. And that's why it didn't make it through the upright.
Get out of here.
Man, Mac Jones threw enough to win that game, man. You got to believe in that young kid.
Did.
I don't know.
And
he outplayed Brady. Stop
game.
It. Stop
no,
it. We won't do it right now. We got to talk about the Tennessee game, though. We'll talk about
right,
that. We'll talk about that later. Tennessee game.
We gonna come back to the Patriots game, because we definitely gotta talk about it. But we gonna follow this.
Definitely gotta circle back.
But it's definitely a game to be talked about. Let's be honest. It's definitely a game to be talked about. There were some things that happened in that game that nobody ever saw was coming. I commend him for playing, but it doesn't matter. You gotta win the game. You gotta win the game. It doesn't matter if you come oh so close. You have to win the game. And a game that important needed to be won. Okay, we'll come back to that. Let's talk about Tennessee Jets. Let's talk about where we thought Tennessee was last year compared to them losing to the Jets this year. Because we know the Jets, you know, every bad team is going to have their Sunday. You know, they're going to have their game that they win. And this was it for the Jets. I feel like Tennessee lost this game. Not necessarily, well, I guess the Jets did win this game. But I feel like Tennessee, this is a loss that they would like to have.
Man, the Jets have a sneaky, solid run D. Yeah, no, I was going to say, the Jets have a sneaky, solid defense. They got a sneaky, solid run defense in particular. And going against, you know, a team like Tennessee, that they're heavy on the run, I think that just played into their strengths. They just got a good matchup. And they were motivated. They were on the skid. They hadn't had a win. They had a shutout the week before. You're just going to get, you know, you're going to get that good reaction off of that poor outing from the week ago. And they ran into, you know, they ran into the right opponent. Tennessee got caught slipping.
Can I have you speak on that receiver that you said they were going to be sad they lost? Can you speak on that, please? Tennessee, that receiver that is on New York?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Corey Davis, revenge.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to know that, man.
So I
think he's better than AJ and Julio right now. He's not better than Julio 3 years ago, but right now, I'd take Corey Davis over Julio.
Well, I just think, you know, the Jets did a good job finishing the game, and that's the difference between what you need to do in a situation like that. The Jets were not supposed to win this game. They were absolutely not supposed to win this game. But somehow, some way, they found a way to finish the game, and Tennessee did not. And I commend the Jets. I don't think they're going anywhere this season, but it was a nice, healthy win. And it wasn't like they won against a team who has no chance of winning, or another terrible team like, you know, if they play Jacksonville or something, and they beat Jacksonville, and Jacksonville is also a 0-3 team. You know what I mean? I feel like them winning against a team that actually has a little bit of stature behind it, it's commendable, and at least your season's not a total failure. But Tennessee has some work to do. It should. And going back to Marv last week with this panic button, does Tennessee now press the panic button?
That's a safe question. I think that they've been in every game they've won and lost. I don't know if it's panic time, but it's look in the mirror time. It's time to really reevaluate the approach. And for me, Tennessee's got a lot to deal with on defense. Maybe they got to change the philosophy a little bit, get a little bit more aggressive. give them more pressure on the quarterback, because you've got the team that you can run Henry and control the clock to a certain extent. You got big receivers you can connect with. But if you can't slow the game down on defense, it doesn't matter because you won't be able to run as much as you want to. You'll have to throw to stay in games. So, you know what? I really think that it's really just comes down to matchups, and I think they just ran into a situation that boded well for the way that Jets defense matched up with Tennessee offense, and I think it worked to their favor.
Absolutely, 100%. I agree with you. I feel like they weren't ready. I feel like they probably went into the game thinking that it's a no-brainer. There's no way we lose this game. And those are normally the games that you lose are the games that, you know, you think that you have in the bag. So moving on really quick, because we do have so much to get into tonight, I want to just talk about Jacksonville real quick. Just a little news on that. I don't really want to talk about Jacksonville. I really want to talk about what's going on off the field. What is going on with sir, Mr. Coachman? Now, you know.
Not surprised.
You know you are in the NFL, and you are a head coach. You can't even get caught in any kind of situation like this. Dwayne, this is explain to me what happened.
What is there to explain? I mean, you shouldn't do certain things, and people just think they can do what they want to do.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know where to start on that.
Exactly. Everybody is in shock. No one knows what to say. Everybody is just, like, shrugging their shoulders, like, well, like, but my thing is, excuse me. The GM, you know, wanted to have some public words and this and that. And do you really? Is this a big deal or is this not a big deal? Is this a huge distraction or is it really like?
I mean, in all due respect, in Ohio, that's what dancing looks like. He was
right.
Just having a moment, just dancing. But. This is Coach Meyer we talking about. Do you know how many kids at Ohio State got in trouble with the law under his watch?
Okay, but my other thing is like, do you
Maurice
think it's it
riding
more
around
a big
with
deal?
Guns loaded?
Well, absolutely, because obviously we could talk about Aaron Hernandez if we really want to get into it, you know, because Aaron Hernandez got, you know, away with a lot of things under Urban Meyer when he was playing for Florida. So,
Yeah, he's got a track record of.
What I'm saying though is, do you think that this particular incident is worse because he's married? Like, if he was a single head coach, do you think this would be as big of a deal?
It would be no deal if he were single. It just is a bad look. It's a bad look for a man who represents a company as big as the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL. You can't be, you know, especially in a position of control and power and leadership. You can't be looking like you're out here willy-nilly. It's just a bad vibe, especially when you're 0-4 and you're not making any moves and looking like you got anything going on. So it's just a bad vibe. It's like if he was 4-0 and his video went out, it would have probably been a joke reel. But 0-4, you gotta have your tie on straight. You got to be buttoned up. You got to be in the office an hour early. You got to be doing everything else right because you're not doing your main job.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why he was out there trying to enjoy his life because he is 0-4. And this is probably the first time he's been 0-4 since we can remember.
Yeah, man. I do not believe in this coach. I said that from the jump. I said Trevor Lawrence is going to have issues not because of Trevor Lawrence. It's because he's got the wrong guy in there as the head coach. He's had a track record of shenanigans everywhere he's gone. He's only won because he's been in programs in college where he can, you know, shape and mold the rules so he can bring in the top-notch talent under what circumstances we'll really never know. I mean, I don't know. I really don't trust the guy. Maybe it's my Michigan roots. but I think he's going to be the guy who ruins the situation for the first few years for Trevor Lawrence's career. Now, maybe it'll backfire and work because they'll get a bunch of draft picks and load the team up, and in 3 years they go to the Super Bowl. Well, maybe that's the plan. But Urban Meyer is definitely not there to win any games.
Very interesting. Well, we will see how this season plays out. But that's the only thing I have to say about that game, honestly. And that was a Thursday night game. So let's talk about another big upset of the week. The Giants beating the Saints. Are the Saints,
man,
like, I'm confused. One time you see them and they are a team with potential, and then you see them again, and it's just like, what happened to you? Where do we go? Is it time for the Saints to push the panic button after losing to the Jets? I'm sorry, the Giants.
Do you want this one first?
I'll go. It's not more or less a panic button. They're in a lull because of a quarterback situation that they can't figure out. They went from Drew Brees to Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston. The problem with Jameis Winston is he's a quarterback that's a quarterback. He's not a game master. He hasn't figured out how to manage games yet. He's got a great arm talent. He's got great accuracy. He's a good quarterback, but you have to manage games, and he doesn't have the cerebral. He doesn't have the mind to do it. Right?
Cerebral.
That's too many martinis, man. But he doesn't have it yet. So he's just playing the game like he usually does, backyard football. And when your game situations come up to where you need to make plays, make better decisions, he's not there. So they're losing ball games because they don't have that Drew Brees mastermind behind center. Drew Brees lost arm strength, but he was still a good game manager of situation. And they don't have that. And Taysom Hill is what he is. He's just an athlete. And you can't win ball games that way. And what people are sleeping on is New York is a good team. They are a good team. They have a great defense. They have Danny Dimes, which is a good quarterback who can run. And he's their leading rusher. So he's putting you at a disadvantage, and people are not paying attention to that. He doesn't have to beat you with his arm. But he also, sorry, Marv, started killing them with Galladay. And they started killing them with another speedy receiver out there. They got weapons. They got defense. So the team is good. They just haven't been able to showcase that yet, and they showed it right now. The Saints are in a situation to where they're not going to be a team that's going to go anywhere until they figure out their quarterback situation. So I don't say it's a full panic because they have other players. But matter of fact, let me take that back, because they can't keep Thomas. They don't have their elite receiver, and I don't think he wants to come back. So, yeah, I would say panic
right,
time.
Exactly.
You don't have a quarterback. You don't have your star receiver that wants to come back, and you don't have anything outside of Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill to do anything. You're not going to be in position to draft. Your cap is done. So, yeah, you're in panic mode now because you're a usual Super Bowl contender until this year. Like, you're a contender. And now you guys are
absolutely
a pretender right now.
At
so
least high off
you
in
definitely
the playoffs,
are.
For sure.
Right. That's where they have always been. They lost Drew Brees this year, the first year without him, and it's looking bad. We were fooled with that Jameis Winston 5-touchdown game where he only threw for 120 yards. So we were thinking that, oh, man, he's MVP now.
Fluke.
Like,
that was a fluke.
But it's not a fluke. It was matchups. Like Marv usually says, matchups really expose you as a team. That's where you have to have game management. That's where you have to make plays. That's where you have to execute. You have to do things correctly to win ball games. And Jameis Winston came out and did his usual Jameis Winston, and he's slinging the ball around, and it made some things happen. But when you actually had to play a team where they can cover your receivers, they can blitz you, they can mix up their packaging, it showed you guys are not ready and you don't have the quarterback you need. So it is panic time, in my opinion, for them, realistically, because
absolutely,
they're
yeah.
Super Bowl contenders that are nowhere near it right now.
Right, exactly.
I don't know if it's complete panic. I don't know if it's complete panic mode
for the Saints.
For the Saints. I just think, like you said, you run into a team that really is still figuring itself out in the Giants, and they really hadn't opened that offense up all season the way they got to versus New Orleans. You know, it's kind of a weird situation where New Orleans has kind of been on the road the whole season, and now they play their first home game, and they laid an egg. You know, they laid an egg, but at the same time, I don't know if it's panic mode. We still don't know what you really can have out of Taysom Hill, even if you don't believe in Jameis, which I totally understand. If you don't believe in Jameis, it could be all a mirage. He really could just be, you know, a polished up, you know, gemstone or rock or whatever. You know, he's got potential, but for my money, I don't trust him. I don't trust the personality. I don't trust the for him to be the guy. I think he's been one of these guys that repeats all the coach speaks and gives you all the cliches and says all the right things, but when it really comes down to it, like, he's always a half a step behind what's going on. Like, he's catching up in the moment. He's never ahead of the defense, outthinking them and outsmarting them and just running through somebody and making his way. Like, he's never gotten that far. He's had plenty of time to figure it out. He had his best offensive season with Bruce Arians with Tampa Bay, and Bruce Arians is a hell of a judge of talent. Now, I don't know if he already had the Brady deal in the bag, but for Bruce Arians to walk away from you as a quarterback says something also. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to grow into the role, but I think at this stage in your life, you kind of are who you are as a quarterback. I'm kind of interested in seeing if they switch to move up and go to Taysom Hill, what that offense would look like with him at the helm, only because you got one of the best running backs in the league. You start running a zone read look and a lot of run pass option stuff and keep defenses on their heels. It could look good. Now, as far
no,
as
won't.
Thomas,
yeah, that's where you know. Right there. That's what I need you to talk about, Michael. If you don't have that run RPO ain't gonna work. People are gonna feel.
You
gotta
have it with Taysom Hill. You do gotta have a
you gotta
a
have it, but you can't win ball games like that, especially if teams are throwing the ball and you're trying to run. You already know you can't score touchdowns running, so you'd have to get a lead and then have to run the clock down.
Some type of, yeah, but even if you plan on running the whole time, you need some type of play action or something to switch
yeah,
it up in any offense.
Yeah,
yes.
You definitely do, but at the same time, some offenses throw to set up the run, and some offenses run to set up the throw. So it's all about, like,
yes,
what's your strength and then managing it that way. So you can be a 60% run team and then get good air yards, but there's a lot of play action because everybody's up on the line of scrimmage trying to stop you from running. But, you know,
all
you
right.
get the other teams that spread it out and can hit you and dink and dunk you until you start playing tight on receivers, and then now it's running back on one safety or one linebacker, and if he makes a miss, he gets the big run, so you can spread it out. But I don't think it's panic button because I think you got to believe in the head coach. I think he'll make the right decisions to get the situation together. I just think they ran into a Giants team that was right for a
good
game.
Yeah, but they were at home in overtime.
Yeah, but, you know, it's New Orleans. It's a crazy town.
Listen.
I guess.
What you said.
I guess. But either
is perfect. He said it perfectly. You got to run the ball to set up the pass, but you have to have
right.
someone to pass it to. Who are you passing
right.
it to that they're going to even worry
right.
about? That's the problem. Like,
right.
you can't take the top off the D where they're going to be like, all right, they've been running. They're going to throw it soon. We're scared. There's no one there that they respect enough, especially when you have a team like the Giants that can match up with everybody you have. And if you had Michael
right.
Thomas, I would believe in Taysom Hill because now you have to double up on Michael Thomas and take somebody out of the box. He could just be a decoy for all I care, but now you're not even worried about anyone that's there. And if you want to also talk about Taysom Hill, you saw what happened last year. So you can't say you haven't seen him. You saw what it would look like last year. The offense was minuscule. It was little. It was moving the ball little by little, going three and out more often than they needed to, and they weren't going to win many ball games. They weren't winning ball games, and that's why they had to put Jameson Winston in there, because of his arm talent. They're like, well, he's the only one that can push the ball down the field, especially when we get behind. Taysom Hill's not going to be able to do that. He's clearly shown he's not been able to do it consistently. He could throw one deep ball, maybe a dink and dunk, like you said, but not consistent enough to outplay Jameson what their game plan would be without Michael Thomas.
They will have to revamp their whole offense, and obviously you cannot do that in one season. So we can agree to disagree on this one. So let's talk about another little panic button that might be in the works. What about Minnesota?
Especially when they lose to Detroit.
Now we have been talking about Cleveland since the beginning of the season. If you guys been tuning in, we have had high hopes and projections for Cleveland. So I'm not saying Cleveland's no slouch, but this is another loss for Minnesota at home. How are we feeling about them now? Because at first we weren't so sure about panic buttons. Are we panicking now? Just not even the fact that they lost, but just the fact that 7 points. It was so minuscule. They did nothing all game.
Cleveland's got a good defense.
You know, I was going to say that.
They got
a great defense.
They have Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney up his butt all day. He was off of his spots. He had zero time. And when you have zero time, you can make corners look good. People weren't as open as people want to say they were. The back end played they butt off as far as for Cleveland. Baker showed that he doesn't have to do anything to win ball games. They're going to blitz and run the ball. Baker just can't make mistakes. That's all that happened. Baker is regressing as a quarterback, in my opinion. He missed OBJ like three times on go routes. He was ready to go score. It would have looked a lot better. He's not going anywhere. So this game, I don't say it's a panic button, because Cleveland is one of the teams that people are picking to even go to the ship right now based on their defense and their offense acumen. So that is not a game I would say panic. And Kirk Cousins is who we thought he was. He's a person that if you put him with the right matchups, he can exploit them and carve and dissect and do a few things. But when he's pressured, he's a terrible quarterback. He's terrible. When you get him off his spot and he can't get in rhythm, he's done, which is most quarterbacks. And he doesn't move in the pocket well. He can't run, so he's limited. So if you can't move in the pocket well, you can't run out and get a first down with your legs, you saw what happened. So not panic button for them. They have a lot to work on. Their defense really is where I would panic if you're going to say anything. Their defense is terrible, even though they held the Browns to a little bit of points, but they didn't really hold them. That was more Baker because he's whack, and people trying to give him this he's great and he's going to be better than certain people. He's not. He's not getting better. He's not making good play, making good decisions. He's throwing balls and sailing over people. He's missing targets. This game's not a panic for the Vikings. It's just they played a better team.
Well, lucky
okay.
for the
All
Vikings,
right,
they're facing
enough.
The Lions.
Huh? You said the Lions.
That's fair enough.
Didn't
well,
you really say that?
You know,
wheel?
You know it's
yeah,
far.
I said,
you can't be,
I said
you
lucky
can't be surprised.
For
okay, all right,
the
guys.
Lions.
Well.
Talk about that game. What was y'all doing?
Right. Well, we don't need to talk about that game because that game was expected and they lost and we knew they were going to lose. So. Look, we can talk about that game.
You know, we were the first 0-16 team. We should be the first 0-17 team, too. It's only right, right?
Nah, man.
Well, I mean,
get out of here, man.
You're on your way. You're on your way.
I think
okay,
that
so
game
Houston,
in I think that game in Boston, that Baltimore blew us out. I think that took our heart, man.
Are you feeling hurt, man? Are you feeling hurt?
Man, my little feelings crushed, man. We sold at least
I can understand.
Chicago.
You know,
good.
If I was over there, I'd
run. We made David Montgomery look like an all-star.
We got to pat him on the back.
I had him last year. He ain't do nothing for me. This year, he want to have good games all of a sudden.
Well,
he had two good games last year.
You want to talk about fantasy advice? Go get whoever the starting running back is against Detroit and start them for your fantasy team week after week.
Exactly. Whoever that is, go ahead and start them. They're going to have the game of their life.
Just go stream them, basically.
All right, Houston. All right, let's move on, boys. Houston scoring 0 points against Buffalo. Now, we already panicked on Houston. Is this a bad sign?
They got Mills behind center. Come on.
They got Mills.
We can't talk about
that. Who is that? Mills. Where did he come from? Why is he even in the NFL?
He's a quarterback.
Why haven't they called
Cam Newton? He's okay.
Why haven't they called Cam Newton?
Because he's cooking on Cam Live. Cam doesn't even.
Cam doesn't want to kill himself.
Me already said it. He ain't trying to play no more. He put game day outfits on.
At this point, I was
they need to go get Lois Lane
to
go
right
get
here.
Superman.
But Cam don't want to play anymore.
Cam
don't want to play.
He already made it known that he's going to be a distraction. Then he goes on social media talking about tune into my cooking show during the NFL season. Who does that?
Yeah.
We are in the beginning of NFL season when teams are still trying to figure stuff out for themselves. Teams are still picking up players. Why would you start a cooking show, Cooking with Cam, in the middle of the NFL season?
He don't
want to
play. He's done.
Exactly.
He's done playing, man.
Let me ask y'all a question.
You got to be real.
Don't y'all like to eat good food?
Listen,
isn't it okay if
I also like
to
watch good football
while
eating good food.
I absolutely love eating good food. Okay.
I have some great food.
I would like him to cook. I'd rather him cook.
I would like you to have
like
this show in the off season or when you retire.
He doesn't have a job in the middle of the NFL season
when you need to be in training.
He could have a job. You see, Steelers need a quarterback. You see, Texans need a quarterback. There's a couple of teams
so
that can use a quarterback.
Show up on their doorstep. What are you supposed to do? Show up on their doorstep.
Not tell people to tune into his Lincoln Live show.
Look, these teams have his phone number. These teams
it doesn't
have
matter. What you want to portray if you are trying to get a job in the NFL is your dedication to the game, not to your kitchen. You have to.
Right. He need to be going
to
some hard parts, throwing some routes. Showing them lifting weights like he did before.
He's supposed to be on YouTube lifting weights?
Yes. Showing them his chisel stature. Showing them some hook and button routes.
What top 25
you got to do that.
Stop
talking about that, man.
They didn't make Drew Brees lift no weights.
Let's stop. Bring it back.
They didn't make Big Ben lift no weights.
No, man. That's what I said. No more can't. We get
no
shine here.
Listen. There's no top 25 player in the NFL right now that you see prancing around on Instagram talking about their new business. I'm sorry. You don't see it. You don't see it. They're focused right now. This is what we've been waiting for. The fans are more focused than Cam is. Get out of here with that. He's not getting a job.
Okay, listen. Let me just say this, and we can leave it alone.
Okay.
An unfocused, distracting Cam Newton would be better than what they have right now in Houston.
No. Because he's focused on cooking, and he's worried about his wardrobe. So, therefore, he's not paying attention to football. That's why he wouldn't be better. If he focused on football.
A distracted Cam Newton could at least score 2 points.
I made a meatball that shaped as a football. Taste my hors d'oeuvres.
Oh my God! What happened? What happened to the belief?
I had belief until he did that.
32
until he said, "I dress up on game day to show you my outfit and not, hey, I'm on game day waiting for my call. I'm in the gym. I'm running routes with these kids in the high school. My arm is ready. You need me. I'm here. Call my phone. No, they're calling their phone for recipes and catering events. That's what they're calling their phone for.
All right, I'll let it go, man. Let's let them retire in peace.
I agree with you, and that's why I sent y'all that picture. That's where his focus is. It's not on the field. All right, let's move on. All right, listen, because we got so many games to talk about. It's crazy, and we're already running out of time. Okay, listen, we haven't even got to next week yet. All right, so we're going to talk about this game really quick because it's not really that important, but it's just, you know, we talked about this before. So ATL was given a point favor over Washington. Washington football team came in and won. Does ATL move on from Matt Ryan after this year? There's yes or no question, and then we're going to move on.
Yes.
I think it's time. He can't get the ball downfield. Calvin Ridley is not getting much kind of production on my fantasy team. What did I miss?
He cannot help himself. Marv, you, I love you, man, because no matter what, you're going to just do whatever you want to do, and that is cool with me. But you're right. We're going to talk about it. It is fine.
Yes or no question.
You know what? He doesn't get the ball down.
I'm coming with the facts. You know?
We got That's why I said you good.
To back your answer. You definitely got the facts to back here. Okay, guys. You really do got to move on. Okay. Let's talk about the big game of the week, the game that everybody cares about right now, Arizona versus the Rams. I was at the game. Game was lit. We had a nice little seat section over there, and we saw everything. No one expected Arizona to go to the Rams' house and show up like that. Is this hype? Because they had a questionable couple of games. I mean, yes, they're undefeated. They are the only undefeated team. They deserve their props. I am very happy for them. I want them to continue this. But there was a couple of games where we were like, you know, we needed them, you know, and per se they didn't cover, but they squeaked by in a couple wins that we thought was a little sketchy. Now they come in to the Rams' home and leave with a deciding win. Is Arizona something to not be played with this year?
Are we talking as a yes or no?
No, we're talking.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, they picked up the greatest free agent signing that's under the radar ever. And yes, there's something to play with because they have maximum weapons. Maximum. You have A.J. Green, who showed out. You want to know why he showed out? Because Christian Kirk and DeAndre Hopkins were taken out of the game by their two best corners, which means A.J. Green had free reign, and he lit they butts up. So it's letting the league know you cannot pick your poison and live with it. There is no one you can just double up and guard and be okay on the defensive side of the ball. When you have DeAndre Hopkins, A.J. Green, they're 6 foot plus. Christian Kirk is lightning. And James Conner is the second coming of self, right? He did his job. He's there to just bulldoze, get hard yards, and they have a running game with the tandem running backs that they have. Their defense showed up, put some pressure on Stafford to get him off his spot. They matched up very well on both sides of the ball. The questionable wins show that they do have some teams that can match up with them by not trying to take away their best weapon. So if you play them smart by not trying to take away their best weapon and be okay with their all their receivers eating, but just eating not over the top, but, you know, dink and dunk
right,
level,
not over the top,
you can play
right,
with them.
Right, yeah.
But they let A.J. Green over the top all afternoon because they were trying to take D-Hop and Christian Kirk out of the game. Their tight end had a good game. I mean, they just had a bad game plan all around as far as the Rams. McVay looked frustrated. Yes, they're somebody to reckon with. And when you beat the team that everybody said beat the old champions and they should have came in there and wrecked shop, you're right. No one saw that coming, and no one saw ass whooping like that. Yes, ass whooping, cussing on live air, ass whooping.
Yo, how amazing to be at that game in a Cardinals jersey.
I'm jealous.
Mad when we was walking out of there.
Jealous.
Yeah, you know they was mad.
Jealous, boy. I'm like, man, I got to get to your level so I can fly in, dip in, and dip out. I need to get them.
Dip in,
that's
dip
why
in
I said
the game.
You
yo,
have them.
No, I got you. I'm going to send it to you. You know, everybody was mad. Oh, you're not a Patriots fan anymore? I was like, of course I'm a Patriots fan, but I'm from Arizona, first and foremost. I had to clear the air, on air, live. Yes, I am still a Patriots fan, but I am from Arizona. So if I have to choose between the Rams and Arizona, it's going to be the Redbirds all day. I don't understand the confusion here. People are confused that they think I'm not a Patriots
you
fan.
Allowed
I am absolutely a Patriots
good
fan.
Games. You're allowed to root for good games.
That's what I'm saying. Can I root for a good game? Of course. I'm going to pick the Cardinals over any other team besides the Patriots. I mean, that's really what it is. But I'm so happy they won that game. That was a good game. Mark, do you have anything to add? Were you able to watch that game?
Man, I didn't catch it all. But I can say this. You see the Rams who came off of an emotional win last week against the big, bad Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think they were in an emotional letdown spot going against a Cardinals team, like you said, that's ripe for the come up, that can beat anybody on any given Sunday because they have a talent-ridden offense and playmakers on defense. I think that they walked in there with the wrong game plan and got caught. They're going to play each other again in the regular season. I'll be very interested in seeing what the matchup looks like next time. I think it's going to be a good one again. I think they are two of the best teams in the league still. You know, I think it's really a question of what the ceiling looks like for Kyler Murray. I mean, if he can stay healthy, you know, I can see it happening, man. I can see him taking it all away. I don't know, man. He's definitely somebody, if you can get some pressure to him because he doesn't have the size that you can, you know, disrupt a lot of what he can do otherwise. If you keep him in the pocket and put the pressure on him like any other quarterback. But
keep
I just
him in
think
the pocket,
they ran into the wrong. I mean, you got to do that. You got to keep the contain on him because he gets out and he's a threat to run that boy. And
every DN that's tried to keep contain on Kyler Murray, how that's going.
I'm just saying, you got to do it. Like, you got to give that up. You
I know.
Turn him
that's
up.
Football 101, right? You're saying all the right things, Marv. That's football 101. You just got to keep contain. Until you got to keep contain. When you're out there in the X's and O's, it's easy
yeah,
for us to say, go
but,
do that.
All right.
Man, that
so if you
is light
get in
as
the
fast.
Weeds with, if you want to get in the weeds with it, the way you stop a guy like Kyler Murray, with the kid in Philly.
Jalen Hurts?
Hurts. Or a quarterback
man, you
like
can stop Hurts
Lamar.
Because he don't have a line.
In,
Lamar
in,
Jackson. First of all, Jalen
okay.
Hurts
yeah.
is not.
I'm just
Kyler
talking
Murray
about the archetype. I'm talking about that type of dual threat, speedy
oh, yeah, yeah.
quarterback. Like the way you approach them in design is having good pass rush up the middle with your interior lineman. But if you can stop all the pass rush up the middle, you're right. It's impossible to contain him because of how fast these guys are. So you gotta collapse the pocket from the front to put the pressure on. But at the same
so
time,
let me ask you. I have to ask you this
yeah.
because you said great interior rush, right?
Right.
So who is the interior rusher on the L.A. Rams?
Aaron Donald.
Who is the greatest interior rusher of all time right now? And
well,
he was getting in there.
Good.
He is getting in there regularly. As a matter of fact, a lot of Kyler's balls were him running away from Aaron Donald and company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, they applied pressure, but his release on – he throws the ball falling backwards. So how do you stop that? He's doing – fadeaway throws. You got to watch the tape. That's what I mean. Like, he's not standing up. He's falling backwards. He's running around.
I'm not saying he's not a great quarterback,
man. That, I mean, I've never seen
just,
that. That's what I'm trying
to
explain.
To get game planning, we just going to give him the win when he shows up. He's not even going to try. So that's basically what you're saying.
It's never been seen. No one's ever thrown from their falling backwards. Like, he doesn't fall, but he's, like, leaning back and just, phew! Like, I don't – he runs around and throws it leaning backwards. That's crazy. And his ceiling, like I was saying, has not even come close to being touched because he hasn't gotten to a point where he has to rely on his intelligence and less on his athleticism yet, because he's going to have that athleticism until, like I said, knock on wood, he gets hurt or age, and that's it. For right now, that's what it's going to be. Little Kyler running around, making plays because he has three receivers. His tight end is looking like a washed up Kelsey, but still, he's getting work. And you have the other running back coming out of the backfield. I mean, it's tough. I'm sorry I had to talk about it because it was an exciting game. I watched it on my humbug couch. I wasn't in the stands like Mimi Ballerific Ballerina over there. I was in my humbug.
The game was crazy. And I know them Rams fans with them season tickets was mad at us. They're like, how do these Cardinals fans get these season ticket holding spots? I was like, don't ask me. Ask the people I'm with. But it was a good game. Honestly, like, what a game to be at. All my family was there. It was probably about 30 of my family members. They were sitting in a different section. You know, all of us together, they sat in a different section, and I sat with my brother and his friends who also had tickets, to the game, but all in all, they were all in Rams gear. We were all in Arizona gear. So it was very nice. It was very nice to be from Arizona that day. Okay. Moving on, the next big game that we have to talk about, the other games, they were okay. The next big game, let's talk about the Brady and Mac Jones game. I just want to say one thing. I'm going to let y'all say what y'all got to say, and then I'm going to come back and say what I got to say.
You need to hurry up.
This
about
game,
a bear game.
What?
Nothing.
Listen, don't start.
Go ahead.
Don't start. But this was a major game. This was a talking point of the week. We wanted to see Tom Brady come back in a Foxborough. But my question for you boys this evening is, watching Brady play against Belichick, do we have a difference of opinion on the ultimate question, is it Bill or is it Brady? Who is the GOAT? Are they both the GOAT? Or the way that Bill set up his defense to handle Brady, I mean, New England could very well have won this game. Had New England won this game, this conversation might be slightly different, but not much. The fact that Brady wasn't able to do the things that he has been doing to other teams against New England, and New England not being a top-tier team this year and still having the troubles as if, you know, they were a contender. Does that say something about Bill Belichick's coaching, or did Brady have a bad game? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you understand the question that I'm asking? I understand that any given Sunday can happen. But in this particular game, we wanted to see Bill Belichick's coaching against Brady as a player. And I'm sure in Tampa Bay, he's got a little bit more leeway to do what he wants to do than what he had in New England. So the fact that he couldn't perform, can we chalk it up to a bad game, or really does Belichick know what he's doing and know how to coach his players?
That's like a – well, for one, it was a bad weather game. So I think the low score, you got to bake the bad weather into that a little bit. But at the same time, the drama continues because it was such a crazy ending. They played nose-to-nose. The game was won and lost over a Mr. May field goal down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take your hat off to Mac Jones. He played a hell of a fucking game. He played a hell of a game under those conditions. You're talking about the pressure of Brady coming back into the house he built with all those fans. Everybody, you know, obviously going to cheer for him. Even if they want to boo for him, they're really not. I mean, you got to win these fans over, and I think he had a chance and did exactly that. He pitched a good enough game to win that game as a quarterback. They just missed the field goal. It was a bad weather game. But at the same time, it adds to the drama because, you know, Brady's played in that bad weather all his career and did just fine. I don't know. I can give Mac Jones the pass on the bad weather, but Brady knows how to play in that bad weather.
But can you give it right?
Which means
this is game he wins.
Yes. But what I'm telling you is what that means is even though Belichick, just like everybody, quarterback and the other guys on the field, did their job to get that win, the kicker ended up didn't cash in and win the chips. However, Belichick might have put the book out on Tom Brady's ass. This is how you slow him down. That might be the problem. Because they even brought this up in the game, and it blew my mind. I'm like, who even remembers that? The one good thing Matt Patricia did when he was the head coach in Detroit was show you how to beat New England when Brady was in the middle of rolling. And it was like all of a sudden we didn't have the personnel to really win, but we showed you the defense to stop him. And every team after that played Brady better that year. And he didn't go, you know, he didn't win. But the point I'm making is that if that is the case, Belichick really won, not Brady.
I tend to agree with you, but I got to hear what D got to say. Go ahead, D.
So I'm going to let you know. The match was what it was going to be. It was an even match that came down to kickers. That's how you know that these people, we all forget, played against each other for 20 years. They know their idiosyncrasies. They know the way that they think. They know the way that they're operating. And the weather brought an even playing field. So no one had an advantage, which is why the game was so close. Belichick switched his defenses 52 times. So he knew the way you beat Brady is to never let him get a beat on what you're doing. So you can't show anything, the same thing over and over, because he'll figure it out.
Right.
Brady knows that he's going to switch it up. Exactly. So he knows he's switching it up, and he has to be smart enough to make quick decisions based on what he sees pre-snap. And that's the science behind their greatness together, because no one else could go against them too. So no one won this. They just proved that coach and quarterback are hand in hand. It's not one is better than the other. Who made them win? Who's the one that made them go to the top? They need each other because their locker room, their video, their film sessions are a dissection of scientific matter. Like some things that people are not, like what I said about Jameis. He's a great talent. He was on the same team as Brady, but Brady just did it better because he knows how to do things and he knows how to win when it counts. It doesn't matter that you can slow Brady down. He knows how to win. He doesn't need to have flashy numbers. He doesn't need to have a 500-yard game and 6 touchdowns to show he's the GOAT. The GOATs win games when it counts. The coaches make the right calls and call the right defenses and make the right adjustments to win. That's why they have so many Super Bowls. This is drama for the media, but it just showed you they need each other. It's not one or the other. It's each other. It doesn't matter. The difference in this piece right here, it says he's got someone in Mac Jones. He's an intelligent kid. He's going to be a great player. Belichick is going to mold him. You're going to be okay, Mimi. That's what it shows you. But he's not going to be at the same level as Brady because he doesn't eat, sleep, and live football like Brady did. So he's not going to be at that level, and we'll probably never see that again because a lot of these players don't do the same things that Brady did. He's still doing all his same regimens. He's still going out and doing the same thing. And Belichick is still a nerd of the sport. That's what I got out of this game. That's why
maybe,
it was so damn close.
Yeah. The game was awfully close, and you're right. But maybe Belichick tries to recreate that. You know, maybe he tries to put that knowledge that he also learned from Brady. Because I'm sure he's never seen a player like that, you know, that's willing to be dedicated and really do what it takes. And maybe he instills that into Mac Jones and lets him know this is the only way. Because there is a way that is the Patriot way, and there is no deviating from the master plan. So I'm wondering if he takes that knowledge that he learned from Brady and put that into his program. I mean, for as long as he can, you know, it's not like he's not one of the oldest coaches right now. I don't know when he's
going
to retire.
He's not going
but I feel
anywhere.
Like Bill
I mean,
nah, I don't think so either. I think Bill's not retiring until he gets another ring. I guarantee you when he gets one more ring, he's out. He needs to prove that he can do it without Brady, and I feel
because
like
Brady got his.
Until
you're right,
because
Brady got his already.
Right.
And that's what sucks.
Yeah.
Brady got it first.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But you're
you know, just real quick, before we continue this conversation, I think we got our boy Lou on the line, which I'm sure he will be excited to talk about his Jets having a little win. So we'll get right back to that in a second. Lou, how you doing?
All right. Good to hear you.
Yeah, we were getting into heated discussion because we had to talk about the big game, Brady back in Foxborough. But I think you're right, Duane.
Yuck.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that they need each other, and I think that it goes to show that how good they played up against each other, which means that they know each other more than anybody. I thought it was an exciting game to watch because at least for Brady, he's been with that team before. He's already won a championship with that team before. He's way more familiar than the team that Bill Belichick had to work with this year, I believe.
Right.
I mean, maybe not in the sense of defense, but definitely in the sense of offense. And so, you know, Tampa Bay won, you know, whatever, it's Brady. He always finds a way to, you know, squeak by, so I'm not really surprised. I am,
both
you know, I do, yeah, right, let's not talk about the Giants, okay? I do feel like New England should have won that game. I don't know if you guys feel that way, but I feel like New England should have won that game. I feel like Brady did not deserve
Why did they
to
lose? Why did they lose?
They missed the field goal.
Okay. So they should have won the game. You're right. You're right.
Right.
So they should have won, and their kicker did win the ball game for them. That's it. That's why you leave it at that. A win is a win, but at the same time, you do your job like Tucker for the Baltimore Ravens, who kicked a world-record kick, because they should have lost.
Right.
To the Detroit Lions,
yeah,
they should have lost. And he
kicked
a hell of a kick. And that's just what it is.
Right.
He made a kick. Your kicker missed a kick. So it comes down to the kicker right there. I mean, you can't do anything about that. Belichick did his job. Mac Jones outplayed Brady. And that's why I said you have a good quarterback who can be molded. I don't think he has the same drive as Brady. He's not going to go to the same lengths and extras.
But
I think you're going to be just okay.
You're right. I don't see it either. So moving on. Marv, what did you have to say about the game? Because we didn't get to talk about it too much before D came back on the line earlier. But how do you feel?
You mean New England and Tampa Bay?
Right, yeah, we're talking about New England, Tampa Bay.
So, I mean, like I said, it was a weather game, so you really didn't get a chance to open everything up. I think that he sincerely missed Gronk. I think Gronk was usually his answer in bad weather games. And not having Gronk out there, which having broken ribs, he's not going to have him out there for a while. I think it changes the offense considerably because they go from a power pass attack to almost a finesse pass attack, where your biggest almost power receiver is now Mike Evans. And Mike Evans has always never really used his size the way he should. He's always been a finesse receiver, even though, you know, he's 6'5 and can jump out of the gym. He should be playing a power game and posting up.
He did that with Davis.
You say with who?
With Jameis Winston. He did use his size, and that's why he got a lot of looks. With Brady, he's on a clock, so he has to get in and get out of his breaks and get open, or he's not getting the ball.
That's true.
Brady is a timing receiver.
Yeah,
right?
You got to
be there quick.
Yeah, you got a point. I see what you mean. You could see they compared the quick release from Brady to the quick release of Mac Jones, because Mac Jones got that same quick release. And that's why I think he's going to work in New England's offense, and I think that's why they were sold on him and got rid of Cam.
I think he's
going
to work. We just don't know if he'll ever live up to the shoes.
Six rings. Come on now. That is not going to be duplicated.
He just started.
Ever.
You know what?
Steve Young was able to fill Joe Montana's shoes with just one Super Bowl. It's not just about the resume. It's about if you show up and impress someone and get it done. So if you look at San Francisco, they praised Steve Young and Joe Montana both like they were, you know, the greats. But
he only won one. I know, but that's what I mean. So Mac Jones, I already said it. Like when BeBe had doubt, I was like, no, Mac Jones is what they need. He's exactly what they need. They wouldn't have done well with anyone else that they would have picked. I'm just saying,
no,
their system.
No, I think I
he's
honestly
committed.
I agree with you. That is probably the most true statement. I do agree he was the best choice out of what was available for their particular offense. I do agree with that 100%. And you were absolutely right from that from the beginning. I just have the same concerns that you guys do. I don't know if he's going to be as dedicated. I don't know if he has the ability to take on the pressure of what it is like to, you know, live, sleep, eat football.
Yeah,
I don't know
that
if
part.
That
part is going to be the hardest.
Yeah.
But his intelligence, his decision making, his accuracy. You guys are in good hands with Mac Jones. He has my vote. He had it when they picked him.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been behind him 100%. All right, we got to move on because we got to talk about next week real quick. But before we get into next week, let's give Lou just a little 2 minutes.
Go down, Lou.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. Oh, yeah, I talked about you. I said go Dallas. That's why I say you're so excited and you're not on time because you're riding the wave right now because your boys are doing good. So go Dallas.
I think we're good.
Dallas won again. Convincingly. They're a top team. They, you know, it's going to be interesting to see when they play the Cardinals, you know.
I'm going to that game. I'm potting my
you
kids in.
You
got
to go to that game.
I'm going to giving my kids up for tickets. For anybody that want to give me the tickets, my kids will go to your house and
my
do something for you.
My kid is for sale. For sure. How you feeling about your Jets skating away with a win against Tennessee?
Hallelujah, first of all. We got a win finally. That's the good news.
Finally.
The bad news is that, you know, every time we get something good happens, something bad happens because, you know, with the DUI incident, so that kind of overshadowed it a bit. But, you know, maybe we're onto something here. I mean, we did beat one team. I think we could beat Atlanta next week. I mean, you know, because that's a shabby team right there, and I think we could beat them easily. I wouldn't be surprised.
Easily, huh?
Wow.
Come
now
on,
it's Atlanta, you're gonna beat
Atlanta.
You definitely
it's Atlanta.
Could beat, you definitely could beat Atlanta.
You're getting 3 points on the road.
I think my high school team could beat Atlanta. I think my high school team can beat the Hawks.
You have to hope that you can beat Atlanta, because if you don't beat Atlanta, then we're going to be back to square one with you. Okay.
Right, right.
All right, boys. One,
I'll wear a bag over my head
here,
if
okay?
they don't.
Wait, say that again?
I'll wear a bag over my head if they don't.
Right, exactly. Especially an Atlanta team that is not doing well this year. Okay, you guys. Let's move into next week. Week five. You guys were already in week five. Football season is flying by. All right. So we have a nice game on Thursday night, Rams versus Seahawks. Rams need a bounce back. Seahawks probably aren't going to win at home because they always let me down when they're at home. So how are you guys feeling about that game? This is actually a Thursday night game that is actually exciting and watchable.
Yeah, how about that?
How are you guys feeling?
Man.
Go ahead, Lou.
Let's know, Lou. Yeah.
Right. Tell us, Lou. Man. It's an exciting Thursday night game.
Yeah, for once. We don't get a lot of those.
No, we don't. Not too many. Thursday night is usually a game that people don't want to watch, and sometimes Monday night, too. I'm like, why is this game on Monday night? This should be like a prime time game. It should be, you know, best. But, where is the Jets game? Is that somewhere else? Why is it at 9:30?
London.
Oh, London.
Yeah, they're playing Atlanta
game.
Hawks. The Atlanta Falcons in
London.
I was about
overseas.
The Atlanta Hawks. I'm like, wrong sport.
I meant the Falcons. Falcons, my
yeah,
bad.
I got you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
No, I got you. Okay. All right. So we're going to run through. Lions play the Vikings at home. Do the Lions
Vikings.
Get their first win?
No. Have you seen this team?
Yes, they do.
They might cover the 7.5.
Let's be joking.
They do.
Dwayne, you think the Lions get their first win this week?
Yeah. I told you, panic in Viking land. Detroit Lions have a great tight end. They have a great running back. And they have a couple of speedy receivers, and that gives Vikings a lot of trouble, as you can see. So, I think they win by a field goal. That's just my bold prediction.
Money line is plus 280.
Wow. Might have to take that one straight up. Very interesting. All right. Here we go. 2-2 Saints at the 2-2 Washington football team.
No, that's a good matchup. That's a good matchup.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Saints coming off that loss are going to be motivated. I think I like them in this spot. I think.
Well,
that,
if you like them, then I'm picking the Washington football team.
I'm not taking Washington.
If you like them, then I'm going to take
right.
the Washington football
Marv
team.
Right, Marv Bending. If he likes them, don't
stay to the bank. Stay to the bank.
Marv called it. Hey, don't.
Oh, my
28
God.
Blacks. Everything.
I'm taking a couple right. shots in life.
Right. You guys hit this one out. All right. Okay. Next game. Patriots at Houston. Both 1-3. Patriots probably haven't been 1-3 since
Patriots.
20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But
no,
Bills is going to get – Bills, Belichick going to eat that kid alive. Come on, man. He'll eat that kid alive. He's not ready. If Tyrod Taylor ain't playing, then they're not winning a ball game. It's just that's don't even talk about that. The Bills is not the answer.
Right. No, he is not the answer. I don't even know. He should be fired immediately. They will be better off. They better call Edelman or something. They will be better off with anybody. Is he a quarterback? Did he play quarterback?
Yes.
So he's a legitimate quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Not an NFL quarterback, but he's a quarterback. He's an NFL quarterback. He's just not.
Go
get Colin Kaepernick.
But how could you be in the league? You're telling me there's nobody better than him?
There is. But the Texans are trying to lose.
Why?
That's all they got right now. Like, you got to be a bad team to get a good pick, man. They got to trade him.
No, we don't need intentional.
They
got to
trade him.
No, but the way you said that is just like so.
What are you guys seeing that I'm not? Please enlighten me.
No, it's not that I wasn't thinking it, but I did not say it. Okay, I did not.
Yeah,
say
that's
it.
Me. That's my problem. You know, I got loose lips, and I think a bunch of shit.
Exactly. All right. Okay. All right. Moving on here. Tampa Bay against Miami. Obviously, Tampa Bay is probably gonna win this game.
No, man. I think Miami gonna get there. They have a problem beating Miami. They have a problem. No, they'll probably win. Never mind. They'll win.
Right.
I'm thinking New England. I'm thinking New England has a problem beating them. Because Brady,
I
keep forgetting that.
Yeah, New England has a problem beating Miami, absolutely.
Yeah, New England does.
Absolutely.
No, Tampa Bay will win that ball game, easy.
Right. Okay.
They're
Packers
10 and a half favorites.
Packers and Bengals.
I got a question. Do they fly to Tampa Bay from Miami, or do they take a bus or something?
What?
How far away are those two cities from each other?
No, you gotta fly. They fly for sure. They probably on somebody's private jet. There's no way they're taking a road trip.
I mean, but
no.
What is it like?
No,
200
no. They have
200
their
miles.
Their plane
doesn't
plane.
Even get in the
they
air
don't.
Before it lands again.
They
you
don't
can't
fly
to Miami to Tampa.
They have their own
good enough.
Plane.
They are able to write off jet fuel. As a write-off. It's a tax
right.
write-off, man. They
exactly.
It.
No way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Moving on.
And Brady
Bay
can't
and
be
Bengals.
On no bus.
Brady is definitely not going to be on no bus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, yes, let's get back to the Packers-Bengals. Man, this is 3-1, 2-3-1 teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a rivalry game.
I like that. And only, Green Bay only getting called 3 points on this game, too. That's crazy.
Well, because it's a rivalry game.
I just don't trust Green Bay's defense, man. And you already got – you all, everybody on the, in the on the network that listens to us, I appreciate y'all. You know I'm a fan of that boy Burrow, man. I am a fan. He is an amazing quarterback. I've been talking about him since day one. He's got it. And he got his boy Chase on his team. He's got Boyd. He's got weapons. It's just their defense. Both defenses are suspect. So it's who just makes a mistake towards the end. That's why they only got him by three. Because they can score just as much as the Packers can score. And it's a game that I want to say Rodgers is just on a mission right now, and they're in the way, and I don't see the Bengals having enough. And getting Cobb going last week, getting that confidence going between that Aaron Rodgers and Cobb is dangerous because now you can't just say we're going to take away Devontae Adams. And then Aaron Jones, the running back there, he's going to have a field day on the Bengals because they cannot stop the run. So I got to see if Mixon's going to be healthy because he left the game last week. So that's what it's really going to depend on for me. But I really just I think Aaron Rodgers, that's why they got him by three. He's going to win by, you know, field goal or more.
Yeah.
Field goal or more. Okay. Yeah, well, I agree. I think Aaron Rodgers, you can't ever bet against him. Not when he's actually starting to pick up his game. I was a little confused in the beginning of the season, but now I see more of the player that we're used to. Okay, we got to move fast. Okay. Broncos-Steelers. Well, I think the Broncos actually win this one. I feel like the Steelers, I mean, are they going to bench Big Ben? Are they going to
bench? They're not. They're not. Because you got Dwayne Haskins back there. I believe in Dwayne Haskins and in their system. But I don't see him getting benched yet unless he has just, like, three interceptions or something crazy. And they're, like, pick sixes or something stupid. That's the only way they have an opportunity to do that. And the Steelers are not – I mean, Teddy Bridgewater is probably not – he's going through concussion protocol, so he might not even play. So that's a game-time decision. So if Teddy Bridgewater plays, I see Broncos winning. If it's the young boy, the other one, their backup quarterback that they brought in, that they had before, that they ended the game with last time, nah, they ain't winning the game.
The over-under for this game is 39.5 points.
Yeah, they're not
too bad. 39? The over-under for the game is 39.5 points.
That's for minus one.
Bridgewater's probably not going to play.
Yeah, Drew Lock's playing, so they ain't in trouble. That's a wrap. Drew Lock's done.
Man, that's an easy over.
All right.
Yeah,
no,
it's
not easy over. They may not score.
Yeah,
right.
It's two good defenses and two bad quarterback situations. It might be a
second. We got to go. Okay, here we go. Eagles, Panthers.
Man, the Eagles let one slip away against KC.
Panthers.
Yeah, definitely Panthers. If Mark says the Eagles, we definitely going Panthers on this one. For sure. We got to bet everything he says. The other way.
Y'all are killing me right now. Like, y'all ain't just been eating off me.
Okay, so the 0-4 Jags, the 0-4 Jags and 2-2 Titans, the Titans bounce back with a win against the Jaguars, or do they let the Jaguars get their first win at home?
Jaguars going to win.
Right. The Titans,
you think they
got to
get their first win?
Titans got one chick. Everybody lose their
virginity. Titans have been exposed. They try to rely on Tannehill. He's not the answer when it comes to being a quarterback that can throw. If you think about the defense, oh, I forgot they have that distraction going on. Yeah, Titans, never mind. They're distracted. Urban Meyer is distracted.
Right, they're distracted.
I forgot
Urban
all that. They're distracted.
With the young girl.
Yeah, he's living his best life.
How about
that's
you,
what
Lou?
He's
doing. Do you think the Jaguars are going to get their first win?
In this decade, no.
Oh God! All right, so he's way on the deep end. Okay, moving on.
I got
Browns
some Vitro property
Chargers.
To show you if they do.
Well, we're gonna see. It's a 1 o'clock game. All right, Browns versus Chargers.
Shoot, that's a close one.
That's a big time matchup.
Yeah, it is, and that's a game. That's a game of the week matchup for sure. But I think. Chargers have the edge because Herbert is a monster.
He is just a monster.
He's 10-point accuracy. Yes. He's got weapons all over the field. Eckler is just showing you what a dual back can do when he gets loose and he run. He's another receiver.
Yes.
Williams is coming along. You got Allen. You got Cook over there cooking up the pot like Curry over there. Oh, man, it's Chargers. Too many weapons for Browns, man. The Browns going to rely on they blitz entirely too much, and he going to eat that up.
No disagreement?
You got two good pass rushes coming at each other. They might take over
and
pass the ball.
You're right, because Bosa going to eat Baker up like a little baking soda sandwich. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you got two good run games. even though the Chargers like to throw a lot, they got Eckler who can run the ball. He run the ball hard. He can definitely shoulder a load if you got to go to the run.
I don't see them running though, because their D line is stout. I think they're gonna get Eckler out on the edges and get him into some routes more than they'll run him.
They're gonna have to do something to slow the pass rush down. If they just continue to just throw the whole game, Myles Garrett is gonna.
They'll run, but I think they're gonna spread him out. I think if you spread out the Browns, they're in trouble. That's what I would do.
All right, well, we're going to see. Okay, Raiders-Bears, next game. Raiders-Bears, next game.
Raiders.
Khalil Mack revenge game.
Yeah, Raiders.
Raiders. I don't care who. And they probably mad about that loss that they just had, so I'm definitely going for the Raiders. Okay, Cardinals-San Francisco. But this is a rivalry game, though.
Cardinals.
Of course.
Man. 49ers ain't got no DBs. They got Josh Norman trying to come back in on a wheelchair. Come on, man. They don't have no receiver.
Yeah.
They can't. They got a three-headed monster. They have no one to stop that. If the Rams couldn't slow down that offense, I don't see San Francisco slowing down the offense. They couldn't even slow down Russell Wilson and company, and they are not good. Arizona.
All right, New York Giants at the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Yeah, Lou.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's on your side. Cowboys are definitely.
And for the record, I'm a Cowboys fan. Just for the record.
What? You mean what?
Yeah, I am. I've been a Cowboy fan since 75.
Oh, man, this is new news to me, baby. Hey, why did I know this?
You haven't known that long.
But you've been on the air with us. You got to tell me that. I'm the hometown resident Cowboy fan. You kept saying Jets, so I'm like, I ain't just Jets fan. I'm going to stick with that. And now you with me, Lou.
Well,
call in anytime.
He's not a Giants fan. He's a Jets fan, not a Giants fan. I should tell you everything you need to know. When it's all said and done. Because he can't be a
Cowboys
Giants fan and a Cowboys fan. You can't be a Giants and a Cowboys fan, but you could be a Jets and a Cowboys fan for sure. All right.
That's correct.
Sunday night game, Kansas City and Buffalo.
Buffalo take that one, man. Kansas City is in trouble. Their defense
all the way.
Is it time to press the panic button for Kansas City?
No, they still can beat teams. They're not the team that you can just walk away and pick them as a winner every week. Like you said, the Eagles played them tough. Jalen Hurts just made some mistakes that if he cleans up those mistakes, and that's coaching, they win that ball game. Kansas City didn't run away with it as everybody sees. They were like, oh, Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill was getting loose just because they were in a bad spot, but Jalen Hurts had a couple of touchdowns he missed that would have kept him in the game, and that wouldn't have mattered with Tyreek Hill's big game. So, the Bills got a great corner on either side of the ball. They got great linebacking and a good D-line. Allen can throw the ball, and Diggs, and now that they brought in Sanders, who's a sleeper, who's coming in, and that's the guy that hit it more than they're hitting Diggs right now. And he still got Beasley. Yeah, Bills is built for whoopings on the Chiefs for sure.
At home in Chiefs country, in Marv's new home.
He can't talk. He's gonna get in trouble. He gotta walk the street.
I'm waiting to hear him. He awfully quiet over there. He awfully.
I'm just waiting on my turn to talk, boss.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. We listening.
What happened the last time these teams played each other? In the playoffs last season, Kansas City.
Oh, you only good as your last game, man.
I'm trying to tell you, matchups and styles make fights. Buffalo hangs their hat on their superior defense. They got one of the best defenses in the league. However, the Cheetah Tyreek Hill is the kind of receiver that can put enough pressure on your shutdown corner to now it's a 50-50 advantage. It's not just shut my number one receiver down. I can play with you. You can play with me. You might get me on one. I'm going to get you on one. But it's not a shutdown situation. And since that's not a shutdown situation, we can still spread things out and open things up. And I'm just trying to tell you, the Chiefs had to figure something out last week because the Eagles had them on the run. And they did. And that's what I'm saying. I think the Chiefs are in a good spot right now. And the Bills are coming off a scrimmage.
Okay. Well, Marvin's going hard for his team, so we're going to see what happens next week. Because the Bills, you know, although they're coming off a scrimmage, they look like they're a well-oiled machine. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And this is going to be a very good Sunday night game. I'm actually really excited for this because Sunday night games you really get to focus on, so you don't have to watch 10 other games at the same time. So it's going to be a good time, guys. All right, last game of the week, Ravens, Colts, Monday night. See, this is the type of game I'm talking about. Although Ravens. This is like a kind of rivalry game, obviously the Ravens are going to win. But this is not the ideal game for a Monday night, but the Ravens are definitely going to win.
If it would have been a rival, it would have been a good game when they scheduled it if the Colts were playing up to their talent. That's the problem with this. It was scheduled before we saw the actual Colts came out and showed themselves. But, Cole, I think the Baltimore Ravens is going to have too much for Winston Company. So they missed T.Y. Hilton for sure.
They beat the Dolphins last week.
What? Man, they don't even have their starting quarterback, man. Dolphins was playing with a backup that was trying to do a revenge game and didn't get revenge game. He got beat up.
They weren't the favorites in the game either.
Well, they're not going to be because I'm telling you right now, we've seen what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, this is about to be a good week five of football because I'm telling you right now, these games this week are actually very, very spicy. There's a bunch of spicy games going on. So we're going to have to see what's going on. Okay, don't forget, guys, next week we're going to work on our fantasy show. We're going to have to get together. We're going to have to let them know what our plan is. We'll pick a date for them, and we will let them know before or on the next show because obviously it'll be after. We are running short on time as usual. Always running out of time with my guys, but I think we had a good conversation today. I think we really covered all our bases. It's going to be a great week of football. We're excited to get people back. Mar, tell the people how they can get a hold of you.
Oh, IG at B1GMRV.
Hey, Big D, tell the people how they can get a hold of you.
The Laporte Clan on IG, come get at me.
Listen, we out here. Of course, you know I'm your host. You can find me on all my platforms at official_Mimi_C. But we are here for you guys every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. We do have a new show coming out for you guys on fantasy. We're going to get with each other this week. We're going to figure it out for you guys, and we'll be back next week with some dates for you. And, hey, I'm going to talk to you guys on Sunday because we're going to be testing all throughout the game. Y'all stay safe out there. Wear your mask. Stay healthy. And I'll see you guys in a couple weeks because I'll be out there for the Cardinals-Green Bay game.
Mm-hmm. I like your boy when you see me in them streets.
Exactly. Another spicy situation. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to us. We'll be back next week, Tuesday. Tune in. Don't forget us. This is Gameplay. I'll see you guys.
Peace.
Later. Tuesday on Fox. And now.
I'm placing you under arrest for the attempted murder of Taylor Woods.
Get it out of your system before she uncovers skeletons that could ruin the sound. Smith, we're talking to old friends.